Reactions to House passed coronavirus bill, Democrats are living in fantasy land. By Wendell Hasebo on March 10, 2021. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the $1.9 trillion coronavirus package on Wednesday with one Democrat, Representative Jared Golden, DME, voting against the measure. All House Republicans voted against the bill. The reaction to the package passing mostly towed party lines. President Joe Biden retweeted, "Help is here." In celebration of the legislation that only allocates 9% of the bill's funding towards defeating the virus. Help is here. President Biden, at POTUS, March 10, 2021. The White House also released a statement, heralding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as the finest and most capable speaker in the history of our nation. The press release did not include any thoughts on Golden's lone Democrat no vote. Statement from at POTUS on House passage of the hashtag American Rescue Plan. pic.twitter.com/UJGJGJPTDC. Steve Herman, at W7VOA, March 10, 2021. Marie Fowlader, director of Mainers for Accountable Leadership, did release a statement condemning Golden's vote. "I cannot find a reasonable justification to vote against a bill that provides direct relief to 90% of Mainers, supports our schools and town budgets, funds shots in our arms," she wrote. Golden defended his vote by stating, "My vote today should not be construed as an unwillingness to support constituents and the economy through this pandemic. That very willingness is why I have supported $4 trillion in spending in the last year on food assistance, child care subsidies, relief for renters and homeowners, federal unemployment assistance and support for small businesses." Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, acknowledged the vote by retweeting a laundry list of items the bill provides, including a tax credit guaranteeing income for families with children by expanding an existing tax credit, essentially establishing a new entitlement similar to other countries with more socialistic policies, according to Breitbart News. Breaking: Congress votes to send $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill to Biden's desk. -$1,400 stimulus checks. -$300 a week jobless benefits. -$3,000 to $3,600 cash for kids. -$34 billion for ACA subsidies. -100% COBRA subsidies. -$350 billion state/local aid. -$14 billion vaccine distribution. -$25 billion rental aid. Sahil Kapoor, at Sahil Kapoor, March 10, 2021. The embattled New York State Governor, Andrew Cuomo, who is under pressure for distorting nursing home data amid sexual harassment allegations, also weighed in on the bill's passage. In passing the American Rescue Plan, the House delivers desperately needed help to working-class families, a sweeping move to revitalize our economy, he said. In passing the American Rescue Plan, the House delivers desperately needed help to working-class families, a sweeping move to revitalize our economy. This is a momentous step forward in the COVID recovery. At Speaker Pelosi, at Sen Schumer, at Sen Gillibrand and the NYS delegation. pic.twitter.com/C0PECCARC. Andrew Cuomo, at Nigov Cuomo, March 10, 2021. Republicans, led by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, responded to the defeat by stating, "We're about to have a economic boom. And if we do have a boom, it will have absolutely nothing to do with this $1.9 trillion. McConnell's words perhaps are in reference to an artificially held down economy due to coronavirus in which former President Donald Trump was instrumental in resurrecting from his Democrat predecessor. At leader McConnell pre-denying credit to Democrats for a still to fully materialize economic recovery, "We're about to have a boom. And if we do have a boom, it will have absolutely nothing to do with this $1.9 trillion. Mike DeBonis, at McKay DeBonis, March 10, 2021. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, ripped the progressive bill as a fantasy. "Democrats are living in a fantasy land where debt doesn't matter. Spending has no consequences, and inflation is impossible." He also took Biden to task, noting, "Since President Biden took office, Average gas prices are up more than 50 cents per gallon, and we know that this bill's enormous price tag will create even more inflation and be used by Democrats to raise taxes, hurting our low and fixed income families, like mine growing up, the most. President Biden is scheduled to sign the bill into law Friday. Biden will sign the COVID bill from the White House Friday afternoon. Jake Sherman, at Jake Sherman, March 10, 2021. The consumption of the bill will fulfill Joe Biden's campaign promise, along with demonstrating that his administration could orchestrate an impeachment trial while delivering on his legislative agenda.